KXEI presents Tejiendo Identidades, a mini program about the identity and culture of the people of Tucson and their work in that community. I'm your host, Nadia Alvarez Mejia, doctor in education and passionate about culture.
My name is Kate Alexander. I'm an assistant professor of practice in the W.A. Frankie Honors College at the University of Arizona.
Could you tell me what brought you to Tucson?
The job that I just introduced myself with. I was offered this position as an assistant professor just a little over 5 years ago at this point. I was in St. Paul, Minnesota at the time, and I had the opportunity, I'll call it that, to move to Tucson in June of that year. So it was a hot introduction to the city, but that was only the second time I had ever been in Tucson at that point.
So how do you describe your identity?
I'm an ethnomusicologist. I take a cultural approach to the study of music. I'm interested in how people use musical engagement and musical cultural production to make meaning for themselves as individuals, but more importantly, as members of communities. How does music connect us? That's something that is endlessly fascinating to me. And being an ethnomusicologist is my training and my profession, my job in some ways, but I think it also draws on a lot of the things that are most important to me as a person, which is connecting with others and understanding how their lives are meaningful for them, how they've built up the things that give them stability and connection to others. It is both what I do and sort of the way in which I choose to engage with the world too.
So talking about connections, how does your identity is connecting with the Tucson community?
As an ethnomusicologist, one of the most exciting and fun ways that I've been able to connect with Tucson is through the Tucson Meet Yourself Festival, drawing on my training to help to create the schedule of performers that we have for that festival. This was just in this past October, my third year of doing that work on behalf of the Southwest Folklife Alliance, but also the Tucson community as well. And to be brought into the richness of Tucson's sense of itself as a community, as a city, its sense of history, and what matters to the people of the city. Doing that through the festival was such a warm and beautiful way to come into a sense of how I can fit into Tucson as a relatively recent resident.
It's fascinating to hear about your role and how you connect your identity with the Tucson community, especially with this festival that we have in our community. Could you share a last thought, something related maybe with your music passion or something related with your personal journey?
I think one of the things that has excited me most about Tucson is how it is so distinct from other places that I've lived. It has challenged me at times, challenged me to find the ways that I fit into this new community. Some days there are beautiful moments, and other days it's actually, frankly, very challenging for me. But I think Tucson is a good moment for me right now, and being here is a good thing for me because it is important to keep moving and to keep striving and to keep challenging oneself, to develop that resiliency, to develop that sense that you can grow and change, that nothing is always completely fixed. And I think that's important to remember when we get into our roles and our routines, that we can still change and move as well.
Thank you so much for sharing this time together and also for your loving message.
This has been Tejiendo Identidades. I'm your host, Nadia Alvarez Mejia. Production and editing by Gwendoline Hernandez. DJ Nenny G for KXCI Tucson.